New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today, and I thought it'd be really fun to check out what is hot on NaturallySavvy.com. Okay, now everything is hot on NaturallySavvy.com. So if you haven't been there, you should definitely go. Andrea created this, and it is so wonderful. So there's so many articles to choose from. It was hard to figure out which one to highlight, but I decided that I really wanted to do this one. This is by Andrea, 7 Nutrients Your Brain Needs to Stay Young. Now, this is so important for all of us because I think for a long time, we didn't really think about brain health. We tend to focus on what we look like, which is great, but let's really get to what counts, and it's about our brain and our brain function. So we're going to start with omega-3 fatty acids. Now, according to research, omega-3 fatty acids have demonstrated an ability to improve cognitive function. Now, see, obviously I need more. The ironic thing is that, well, this is a funny thing. I need to improve my vision because I didn't have my glasses on. So I was like, wait, what does this say? So improving cognitive function is very important. The nice thing about fatty acids, now going back to looks, is it does help your hair and your skin. So it is a good thing. We're huge fans of Barleans around here. They have a great swirl that I absolutely love. My daughter takes her fish oil. She actually asked for it because they have such great flavors. At any rate, a 2017 Brazilian systematic review, for example, found that omega-3 fatty acid supplements in mild Alzheimer's disease may be helpful when there is a slight brain function impairment. So I think it's just... fatty acids have so many reasons that they're important, and I think it's just something we need to add to our diet. You can also eat cold water fish. You can get omega-3 fatty acids in walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, and sea vegetables. You can also get omega-3 supplements as fish oil. I mentioned Barleans, something called krill oil, which is also a type of fish, and algae base, which is pretty cool for vegetarians or vegans. Again, you can also go to walnuts, chia, flax seeds, hemp seeds, and sea vegetables. Now, I am a dark chocolate-aholic. Yes, I am Lisa. I'm a dark chocolate-aholic. I love it. I eat too much of it, I'll admit, although I have been really into Choco Loves 77%. It is low in sugar. I'm trying to get myself down to 4 squares a day. I was eating like 6, and you're supposed to have like 2. But let's talk about dark chocolate. The thing that's helping our brain is something called cocoa flavanols. Okay, so a brain-friendly phytonutrient is called a cocoa flavanol. In a 3-month study, researchers discovered that individuals who consumed high cocoa flavanol diet showed a boost in the area of the brain associated with memory loss and aging. Now, cocoa powder is made by fermenting, drying, and roasting cocoa beans, but you don't want to run out and get like hot chocolate cocoa powder because that is full of crap and a lot of times artificial stuff, and they alkalize the chocolate, which when they do that, it does take away from the health benefits. So you want to make sure you get a good cocoa powder or what I call a cacao powder. Sometimes it's cocoa, sometimes it's cacao. So the cacao powder that I mentioned is made from fermenting, drying, and roasting the cacao beans. There's that word. The flavanols have been shown to lower blood pressure, fight cell damage, prevent blood clots, and improve blood flow to the brain. So that is pretty cool. Now, if you want to reap the brain-boosting benefits of cocoa flavanols, you want to choose a dark chocolate, organic preferred. Enjoy a small amount, about 1 ounce, several times a week or even daily. Okay, so I'm obviously enjoying a larger amount. But I have tried to cut out all other sugar other than fruits. So I feel like I'm doing pretty good, but I probably should, not go too overboard. Now, there was a study in 2012 of adults with mild cognitive impairment, and it showed that those who consumed cocoa flavanols daily benefited from improved thinking skills as well as lower blood pressure and improved insulin resistance. All right, let's go to magnesium. Holy cow, we are magnesium fanatics around here. We like Natural Calm. It's wonderful. They're just such a great product. My husband and I take it. I got to get my daughter to take it by Natural Vitality. This mineral magnesium is associated with more than, hold on to your hats, 300 biochemical activities in the human body. It plays a key role in cognitive health. Low magnesium have been proposed as having a stake in the development of Alzheimer's disease, but we do need future research. And, you can get magnesium in your diet from green leafy vegetables or cruciferous vegetables, nuts, and whole grains. But the thing with magnesium is that you'd have to eat a heck of a lot of these. And that's why we definitely recommend supplementing. You know, we're really big on supplementing. You know, take probiotics, take your magnesium, take your fish oil, take your vitamin D. Those are definitely ones that you want to be taking. All right. Now, if you listen to the show, you know I tend to have pronunciation issues. So this is going to be fun. Feel free to laugh. Okay. The next category are called anthocyanins, anthocyanins. You may recognize these antioxidants as being especially plentiful in blueberries, but other berries have them as well. The anthocyanins are associated with enhanced signaling of neurons in the brain's memory region. And one study, adults who consume wild blueberry juice daily showed improvements in memory, which is pretty cool. And I have to toot my own horn. I have a book coming out next year. It's called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. Yes, you heard me right. Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. It's not about dirty sex. It's a play on words. It is about connection. Half the book is a cookbook. There's 50 wonderful recipes created by Erin MacDonald, who is the nutritionist and dietitian for Clean Eating Magazine. And then half the book is interviews with people like Drew Manning and Dr. Lori Shemek and Dr. Kellyanne Pertucci, all people you've heard on this show or Talk Healthy Today. Really great people, really great interviews, and it really is about connecting with your partner. So the reason I brought this up is that blueberries are also really good for your sex life. So while you're getting your anthocyanins for your brain, you can also help other parts of your body. All right, the next one is called EGCG and theanine. Now, I'm not going to pronounce, I'm going to try. Epigallocatechin gallate and L-theanine is green tea. They actually are found in green tea. There are actually more than 700 compounds in green tea, and EGCG and theanine are the ones responsible for improving brain health. There are also traces of EGCG found in apples, carob powder, hazelnuts, onions, pecans, and plums. Now, this is a perfect time to talk about our sponsor who we love, which is Bigelow Tea, Cindy Bigelow and her family. I believe it's from 1947. I hope I'm getting that right. You should check them out at BigelowTea.com. We are such huge fans of our Bigelow Tea, such great flavors. They work so hard to get you and yours the best tea possible. Okay, so getting back to epigallocatechin gallate, it's a potent antioxidant. It can pass through the blood-brain barrier and address the free radicals that can destroy brain cells. This polyphenol also has anti-inflammatory powers. This is also another good thing for your sex drive. So this is really awesome. Now, we're coming down to the end here. Let's see. We've got one more. This is another mouthful. Physohydidocholine. I am definitely saying that wrong. The great thing is if you just go to naturallysavvy.com, /eat/7-nutrients-your-brain-needs-to-stay-young. They should put dashes in between 7 nutrients your brain needs to stay young, or just go to naturallysavvy.com. You'll see it on the homepage. I probably should have said that first. You can see these things and then you can laugh a little more about my mispronunciation. Okay. This mouthful of a compound is a source of dietary nutrient choline, which is a member of the B complex family. Recent research involving this, explored its impact on brain structure in 72 healthy older adults, and researchers found that higher blood levels of this was linked to improved cognitive flexibility. So let's go over the list again, help keep our brains young. We've got omega-3 fatty acids, cocoa flavanols or cacao, magnesium, anthocyanins, EGCG, and theanine, and phosphatidylcholine. And there is always so many great things on here. There's some related articles, 11 benefits of blueberries backed by science and 3 delicious blueberry recipes, 13 signs you are deficient in magnesium and how to fix it. Good news for chocolate lovers, cacao may help control diabetes, turmeric benefits, Alzheimer's sufferers in study, and green tea may prevent Alzheimer's. I mean, what's so impressive about Naturally Savvy, and I just have the credit goes to my fantastic co-host too. I wish was here today. Andrea Donsky, is she really knows her stuff. She's been in this field a long time. She does her research. She's science-based. It's really fantastic. As a matter of fact, something just went by on the screen, which I really want. So before I let you go, speaking of flavanols, here is a recipe for chocolate avocado fudge pops. And I will be making that. My computer is being slow. Oh, there it is. Okay, let's see. You take 2 ripe avocados, a third of a cup of maple syrup, 2 tablespoons Nature's Flavors, we're a big fan of those, organic vanilla extract, 1/4 cup raw cacao powder, and 1/2 cup almond milk or other non-dairy milk. My favorite is coconut milk beverage by So Delicious. They have an unsweetened vanilla, which would add that extra kick. So here's what you do. You scoop the flesh out of the avocado into a bowl of a food processor, pulse it to gently break up the flesh, add remaining ingredients, and pulse until everything is combined and creamy. Pour into molds and place in freezer for a minimum of 5 hours. Yes, I know we're going into colder weather, but I am still definitely going to make these chocolate avocado fudge pop recipe. Again, you can go to naturallysavvy.com. You can find all of this and more. They also have articles on restoring yourself, which is great, which things like 7 remedies for lupus, which is fantastic because that can be a hard thing to treat when we have natural remedies for gallstones, the insomnia cure, 8 easy yoga poses to put you to sleep. How do you want your coffee? Pros and cons of coffee enemas. Yes, we talk about it all. 5 ways to reduce stress and boost your mood naturally. So please go to naturallysavvy.com. I had a super fun time doing this. I got to do this more often. I really enjoy this. Of course, I do love having guests on, and I did miss my lovely co-host, Andrea. But please check us out and definitely go to bigelowtea.com. And be sure to find us on social media. You can go to @healthmediagal1. That's me, @AndreaDonsky, @NaturallySavvy, @YourRadioMD. You can also check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, so many places, iHeart, and never miss any healthy, fun info from Naturally Savvy. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.